Welcome back. It's the weekend kickoff, ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Three locations. Get all your nutrition and supplement needs, Vegas Discount Nutrition, and a fourth one coming to the Fashion Show Mall November the 1st. I was over there the other day, checked it out. Awesome store. All of them are great. They have people there that whatever you need, they will tell you what to do, what you can get, what's going to help you out to achieve the goals you want. So check them out. Vegas Discount Nutrition, the best in the valley, the best in the country. Three locations and a fourth on the way. All right, guys. Ballpark Frank, Phil Devine, Armando Vasquez, and Tom Barton joining us this week as well. Tom's in town. Well, why not be in town? It's Vegas. It's opening week for the NFL. We've got one game in the books, whole bunch more coming up tomorrow, then the doubleheader on Monday, and, of course, week two of college football. I'll tell you what, college football took advantage of the fact that the NFL is kicking off this week because they had a monster week one, not as much of a monster week two.
Not at all. I mean, some of these games are pretty horrendous. Pretty horrendous.
You see me smiling ear to ear?
I'm a handicapper, okay? For me, these are the best games that nobody's looking at. Nobody cares. You got Toledo, Maine tomorrow, or later on in the day, man. It's going to be awesome. You look around, you go, yeah, I like those small games. But for the general public, nobody likes these games. I mean, what is the highlight game? It's
without a doubt
TCU Arkansas.
No, without a doubt Florida State and Charleston Southern.
Charleston Southern in that game, by the way,
14 players,
really? Players suspended, including really? Every offensive lineman.
It's
every
Boise
one of them.
State and Washington State. That's what the
wait. Did you just hear what he said?
Nah.
14 play. The entire offense of a team has been suspended for a game
for selling their books back, which we've all done. Anybody that's got to college.
Yeah, and from what I understand, it was because with the extra money they purchased stuff from the bookstore. Though,
yes.
That's the thing. They purchased them from the school bookstore, but according to regulations, it has to be just on the books.
What's funny is that Charlestown Southern is actually a decent team. They actually almost beat North Dakota State in their opening. They're not going to beat Florida State, but maybe they could have had a little bit of a good showing. They're going to get to you. We were talking in the sports book, and I wanted to say, what do you think that opening line is going to be? I'm like, I don't know, 90? You know what I mean?
What was it?
Well, they haven't released
it. Did he put it in there?
No. It'll be,
now, let me ask you one question.
Later on today.
Is your wife at home going to lose her mind if they give up a field goal?
She was the one that broke it to me. She goes, I got a call from the alumni. You know, because we get the calls. Yeah, I got a call from the alumni. The entire Charleston Southern team was suspended. I go, that sounds like some bad information right there. You know? That sounds a little suspect, babe. I love you, but I'm going to go that sounds. And then it really wasn't that suspect. 14 players on the entire offensive line. That'll do it.
Well, you know what's nice to know, though? It's nice to know that at least the NCAA is dishing out the punishment equally, you know, with all the people that are driving souped-up cars and that down at Alabama and everything, and Charleston Southern is also getting busted, just like the big schools.
Yes, yes.
Nice to know that the NCAA is fair. Boise State Armando School got busted for somebody having a soda on the tennis team, and that was one of the things against them.
That's not a lie.
But Charleston Southern, everybody goes for doing what every other kid in school does. So nice to know that the NCAA is fair.
Yeah, and we talked about Will Hayes last week. Did you watch at all Hard
really?
Knocks?
Yes.
Because this bothers me still. What? Will Hayes, this man is a college graduate. And he does not believe in dinosaurs.
Well, he went to college. Like, we still don't know if he graduated.
Well, someone graduated for him then.
Jared Goff didn't know where the sun came from.
Oh, where does it set?
You know,
And he came up with an excuse. He's like, actually, the sun rotated. Just shut up.
Yeah. I mean, it is the stupidity of people does surprise me every day.
It does. It is scary. It is scary.
I got in a cab this weekend, and it surprised me, the stupidity of some people. I got to tell you.
That's a whole other story.
We'll get to that one later, I get maybe. We'll do a Facebook Live with that.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Right, we're getting back on track here with the football. What did you guys think of opening weekend? I know it was, you know, everybody's saying, oh, look at all the ranked teams that got beat. Well, four of the ranked teams that got beat were playing other ranked teams, so teams are going to get beat in that. But there were some upsets, and there could have even been some more.
LSU.
I thought it was hilarious how bad the SEC looked with seven teams losing. And like you mentioned, really could have easily been eight because LSU was not good at all. But then the cream of the crop of the SEC, Alabama, did actually look like the number one team, although it's week one.
Well, if you've listened to me on my entire life, I've hated the SEC. I hate the favoritism. I've told you that they're going downhill for a couple of years now, and I love that now people are jumping on. Oh, my God, let me be the first to say the SEC. No, 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 no. The SEC played only the SEC for like a decade, and then they said, look, we're really good because we played that other SEC team, and we beat that other. But who have you played outside that? Well, we played Charles Allen Southern. You know, they played nobody. Now they're actually forcing them to have to play other teams, and they just don't. SEC doesn't travel. They never travel. They never play out of conference, and when they finally do, you're going to start to see some losses. I don't think it's as devastating. SEC is going to have somebody in there. Alabama look good. LSU will rebound, but it is nice to see that all of America is finally starting to wake up to the fact that the SEC really, you know, didn't have anybody. Name five quarterbacks that came out of the SEC in the last 20 years that were good.
It's going to be the hard. Pros or
no, that made something out of just
no the CFL. He wants to know who succeeded in the CFL.
I will say this, and I think I've said it before on shows that we've been on, Tom. I've always felt that the SEC's biggest advantages are the only conference without a salary cap.
Yes.
This is true. Wow. This is true. We know how the NCAA works.
What I found interesting about week one, though, guys, you know, it worked for teams that I liked, that I was rooting for, and teams that I didn't. But I love the neutral fact, you know, neutral site, and I'm doing giant air quotes, the neutral site games. Wisconsin, a neutral site against LSU.
In Green Bay.
Florida State, a neutral site in Orlando. You know, can we just get over the neutral site? Just say it's not a home game, but it's
not really a
away
game.
Right. It's clearly a home game.
It's an almost home game.
I will say this, though. I did enjoy it. It's the first time that I ever could watch a game at Lambeau Field and not feel like hurling because it wasn't the normal colors. It was all Wisconsin Reds.
What was
so
that
I could
guy
deal
you hated
that.
From the Packers, that quarterback? What was his
number
name?
Number four.
Number four.
You know number four.
Mr. Just, overrated, yeah.
Yeah. The guy that can't spell his own name, number four is just two big piles of number two as far as I'm concerned.
Well, let's talk about week one in the NFL. I know you're a handicapper. Did you look at any of these games and they stick out in your head? And I'm not going to ask you to give anything away, but did you stick at some?
We made him do it last time which was amazing.
And what was amazing, though, is the whole time you spoke over him so no one heard it.
Because that doesn't happen. That he does not do that. He'll tell you. It's written on Twitter. It's written on Facebook. He don't do it. And he did it. It's like, no, you didn't.
What? I don't like to give her free plays because handicappers throw out free plays because what does one play do? You know what I mean? And anything can happen. Look, what if I did my Wednesday, my national show on Wednesday, and I said, I really like the Patriots, and now Gronk's out. You know what I mean? So it's hard to – but I could give you guys leans for sure. I'll tell you, last night I went two nights ago I went 1-1. You know, I had Carolina and I had the under. I'm not telling you I'm hitting 100%. Those were games that I liked. I like one game on Sunday. I like one game on Monday. So I could give you leans, but there's a lot – because there's a lot of interesting games. The lines that just jump off the table at me and I go, okay, this is a little weird here. The Giants and Dallas is basically a pick 'em without Tony Romo. You know, I get, and this is something that we've talked about forever, I get that people understand preseason, but I try to tell anybody, if you're going to bet on sports and you're going to bet on football, do not listen, do not watch, don't pay attention to the preseason because things like this happen. Well, the Giants' offense looked terrible during the preseason, and Dak Prescott, that's it. Trent Dilfer came out today and said, Tony Romo will never see the field again because Dak Prescott's just going to be that good. Come on. He played in preseason. He might be okay, but the fact that that line is a one, that's shocking to me. That is a game. I'm not going near it. It's a game that's shocking. You almost have to take the New York Giants in that position strictly because of the fact I want to see a guy throw a pass in the NFL in a real game before I go betting on him.
Now, not only are you got a is he the second string quarterback?
He was the third.
So yeah. He was the third string quarterback.
Kellen Moore got hurt.
And now you also have he's got his running back Ezekiel Elliott, which now I know everybody in fantasy they have this you know first round pick. He's going to have the amazing year. This guy's a Hall of Famer. But look at the trouble he's getting in already. I mean, is it worth it with the Cowboys? This guy, pot, the first couple of weeks, he's in Seattle, he's at a pot shop. Now the stuff with his girlfriend and the text messages, worried about failing drug tests back in the day. I mean, this guy's coming with a heavy load with him.
It's an Urban Meyer guy. Sorry, it's reality.
Wow.
But it's reality. Look who played under Urban Meyer in Florida. You know?
Tim Tebow. God's quarterback. See? Got a clean program. He did cheat at Florida, I'll give you that. Ohio State has really cleaned things up.
Oh, stop. That's not true.
You know, but it is. It's an Urban Meyer guy. Again, even Ezekiel Elliott, just on the field. You're right. Everyone's going crazy about fantasy. Man, he'd be on the best offensive line. Can we let the guy take a carry before we say that he's better than Todd Gurley or better than Adrian Peterson? Even Todd Gurley. Can we let him play 16 games? Because last year he didn't. You know, it's to me the jumping out in fantasy and regular football and everything, the jumping out and jumping on top of these guys that are just clearly not that ready. And the organization following it, people that are paid a lot more money than we are to make these decisions. Carson Wentz is starting a game tomorrow. Carson Wentz had a half of a preseason game. And when he was drafted, they did an interview with the general manager that says, said exactly, he needs about a year of seasoning. So now he's starting the game. It's ludicrous to me.
Setting a guy up for failure.
And he's only starting
David Carr.
And he's only starting the game because Teddy Bridgewater got hurt, and they threw their other quarterback away and said, we'll just throw away this season here and throw this kid under the bus here and see what happens because we got some stuff for the quarterback that we really didn't want down the road anyway.
Well, Philly thought they won that last night or the other night? I mean, Trevor Siemian, who Denver, the heck is that guy?
Denver has a Super Bowl winning defense, though. Carson Wentz
plays
for Philly.
Was it the defense that won that game for him?
Yeah.
For the Broncos?
Yeah.
Did you see them knock out Cam Newton over and over and over?
No,
by the way,
I saw them miss a field goal.
That's all you saw. See how infatuated you are with fantasy right now.
Their defense didn't do that. Come on. Their offense scored more points than did.
He threw two interceptions.
Yeah. He didn't look bad. He looked comfortable in the offense. He looked Carson Wentz, we don't know.
I'm saying Armando, we didn't see the same thing about that guy.
You might be starting for Philadelphia. I mean, and I would be angry if I was Chase Daniel. And Chase Daniel made it a point to be angry about this. I'm a career backup. I'm prepared. I'm in the system. I'm there. Yeah, absolutely. There was questions of maybe if they should give Daniel a start over Bradford at a point. And now he's getting passed over for Wentz. By the way, they're playing the Browns, so they're still 4-point favorites.
But by the way, with what Trevor Siemian did, the guy he replaced, he might be a Hall of Famer. Peyton Manning was like the 31st rated quarterback last year.
Yeah.
They did not win because of their offense last year. Peyton Manning could do one thing last year: read a defense, call an audible, and know which hole to have the running back hit.
On Super Bowl Sunday,
they didn't win because of his arm.
Super Bowl Sunday, I was shocked that Osweiler wasn't starting. I'm like, what, you're actually putting Peyton back in here?
Let me tell you something. That's $117 million, I think, is wasted on him, too. I didn't see $117 million worth of the franchise in Brock Osweiler. They're 6-point favorites over the Bears. Bears are all banged up. I get it. But I look at Brock Osweiler and I go, really? I'm seeing people pick the Houston Texans to win the Super Bowl. What did we see in Brock Osweiler? Or Lamar Miller, for that matter. What did we see in these two players that all of a sudden – they're superstars.
Whoa, back up, because I got Lamar Miller on my fantasy team. Am I starting this boy on Sunday? What you think?
Yeah, you got to start. It's the Bears defense, which will be improved under Fox, but yeah. And he'll have a good year, but again, getting picked over Adrian Peterson and Todd Gurley to have a better year than these guys, it's silly to me. It's jumping the cart.
I think I'm going to break your heart right now. I also have two Browns on my fantasy team. And hey, you want to know what? I actually purposely picked one.
Gary Barnage?
Yes.
Yes. Duke Johnson?
No, actually, okay. I have Crowell. He's a backup. Oh, he's a backup.
Oh, come on. You cannot draft that guy.
He's a backup.
He's a cop-hating scum. I hate him.
The opinions of Tom Barton are not necessarily those of Lotus Broadcasting.
And in all honesty, the opinions of football players, I don't care about either of these days.
It's hard for me to play fantasy and take my emotions out, in case you haven't noticed.
It's an emotional game.
Real quick, we're up against it here. We got about a minute or so left. We were talking about the defenses of that. You know that I'm a Bears fan just like you. We're not going to be winning that division. When Bridgewater went down, I went, oh, damn, the Packers are going to run away with it again. With the addition of Bradford or with Sean Hill, with the defense they have, can they give Green Bay any kind of run forward, or is that division just theirs?
I gave away six futures plays at TomBartonSports.com. One of them was Green Bay Packers minus the 290 to win the division, and that's a huge favorite, but I don't care. I didn't have Minnesota making it with Bridgewater. I think they lose probably a game or two without him. I see them at 7-9. If everything falls right, maybe 8-8. I hate to say it. Green Bay's going to win.
Well, and how about the fact that Bridgewater goes down and their total still doesn't change?
No, because he wasn't
that
good.
Game manager.
And here's the reality. I don't know if Sean Hill's not a better football player for that team right now than Sam Bradford.
If they win week one, because he's first on the depth chart right now,
he's getting the start.
There's no guarantee that he doesn't stay in there.
Yeah, I'd keep him in there. He's terrible to give up a first-round pick for him. First and a fourth.
It was funny, too, because the day before, the Vikings GM was saying, you got to hear the ridiculous offers we've been getting. We ain't going to do it. Next day, they do it.
I would have taken Mike Glennon personally. I would have traded for Glennon.
All right. Well, we are going to step aside now, take a quick break here. It is the weekend kickoff. ESPN Radio 1100, 100.9 FM, brought to you by Vegas Discount Nutrition. Get all your supplement and nutrition needs. Vegas Discount Nutrition's three locations around town, a fourth coming on November the 1st at the Fashion Show Mall, and probably more on the way as well. When we come back, probably a little more football, maybe some more UFC, the card going on tonight. Lots more to get to. Stick around.